You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
People need advice. Do you need some? We got some good ones. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text freebeerandhotwings.com. You want to get to the front of the line, calls go first. But you can email something longer to idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com or text it as well. I mean, obviously, none of us are experts. But collectively, we're doing all right. All right, this one. I wish to remain anonymous. You bet you will. I am currently, now they wrote this last night, because when we did virtual live at night, Steve said, anybody need advice? And Tommy said, I believe this person called as well. I'm watching VLAN for the first time. That's virtual live at night. Mm-hmm. My brother and I attended a show when you all came to our area last year. Normally, I would have saved this for Tuesday morning, but Steve opened the door. I'm almost 32. I've been in and out of relationships with females since I was young. Maybe this is a Kelly question. I've always had the question that maybe my person isn't necessarily a woman, but another guy. I have a close friend who is gay, and he said he'd help me figure out if I'm actually bisexual. I've always dismissed the offer, but recently I've been more open to the idea because I trust he'd actually respect my boundaries and not push it if I weren't comfortable with something. My question is this. Actually, it's a two-part question. Should I go through with this? And for Kelly, how did you know that you were bisexual?
Well, I think I knew since I was a little kid that I always thought girls were really cute. And that was something that pretty early on, I think I said this the other day, girls were, I got caught writing my girlfriend Lori's name. Her name was Lori. She's the first girl I ever had a crush on. Mm-hmm. In my Lisa Frank notebook. And I went home a couple weeks later and my brothers were like, why are you crying? I was like, everybody keeps calling me Leslie at school and I don't get it. And they were actually calling me a lesbian, but I'd never been, I didn't know the word.
Yeah.
And it was just never anything my parents made me feel like I need to come out because I had brothers who dated girls. So it didn't, it was weird for me. I had a very different experience. But the first time I ever actually went on a date with a girl wasn't until like well after college. In college, it was more like fooling around and trying to figure out, am I, because every guy would say women just do that for attention. Mm-hmm. So you have to get past that. There were so many things to get past until I realized, no, I actually do like women. I'm not doing this for attention. It's not weird. And it was same situation. I had a bunch of gay friends, a bunch.
Right.
And all of them were like, finally, you're seeing it, you know?
They thought so.
Yeah, and we would make jokes all the time. And I'd be like, I've never not wanted to date a woman. I've been with women. But it wasn't until other people made me comfortable with the idea and living in a huge city made it very easy for me to explore those options. Now, if your friend is wanting to explore those options with you, it could ruin the friendship, which would really suck. I never slept with like any of my super, super close girlfriends to try and figure things out. At that point, I already knew.
Yeah.
Seems so like I would be. Idea.
Yeah, I would be weary of that because especially if they're helpful to you, then I would just say, unless you're attracted to them, I would just say, I want you to be here with me for those questions, but maybe not in that physical way.
What if you catch feelings?
If you catch feelings, then that could be a really good thing, I guess.
What if they've thought they've been in the friend zone from you all this time?
And they have feelings.
And this is something they've always hoped for. I'm not saying that's your friend, but that would be something that I would think about.
No, but they would have an ulterior motive, too.
Right.
If they had that, then they could be kind of coercing you into something that maybe you actually, maybe you're not actually bi or gay. But they're kind of pushing you closer to that because they want it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I think
I doubt that's it.
But it could be.
He seems to have those questions on his own. And then the friend more so came in and said, I can help if you want.
Yeah.
But I would just be weary of that. I would let your friend know, like, I want you to help. I'm just still trying to figure out if the attraction for men is even there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is to go on a date and to be very honest with people about it. Because people will very quickly tell you if they feel like they're being tricked. Mm-hmm. Because you're just trying to figure things out. So really, I know that's what I experienced, especially once I was single again and dating women. They're like, well, I don't want you to just use me to figure things out.
Which is a very understandable thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be very curious what they mean by they're willing to help you figure it out.
Yeah, if it's just help navigate things, mm-hmm. you know, like explain things. Yeah,
that's, maybe set you up with somebody that they know.
That's
or,
different. Like if you're just doing it like a friend would for a friend, like, hey, you know, in my experience, this, try this when you go out. Then, okay, yeah, that's fine.
And you're going to have questions, too, about sex, especially if you do realize that you're bisexual and you're not going to know. And it will be nice to have a friend where you can ask those questions that might come off uncomfortable or naive or whatever. Yeah. It's really nice to be able to say, like, I've never done this to somebody who is the same sex as me. How do I do this?
Right. This one. Can I get a good coin flip? I have an autographed collectible item that has both monetary and sentimental value. I don't really want to sell it, but we live paycheck to paycheck. And this $1,000 I'm being offered would help my family out a lot. I have seller's remorse on similar items, but if I don't sell it now, I'm not sure how much I could get for it in 30 years. Or so before retirement age. So I need a good coin flip. Okay.
Okay. What is it?
Hmm.
Well, that's what I want to know. I mean, I don't mind flipping the coin, but gosh, I really want to know what this collectible is.
They'll probably write back and tell us momentarily.
Okay.
In the meantime,
that would be great.
Heads, you sell it. Tails, you keep it and find another way. Heads. Goodbye, item.
Okay.
Now, we reserve the right to overrule the coin if you write in and tell us, and we're like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Don't sell it.
Yeah, I mean, because if it seems like something that could gain in value, if it's, you know, attached to a famous baseball player or something. But if it's like, well, right now, I mean, this guy will give me $1,000 for my David Faustino signed hat.
I'd go, the guy from Married with Children?
Yeah, I'd go, you take
Bud Bundy?
Now. Yeah, take it now.
That's not accruing.
That's not going up in value.
I don't know, man. If it's at $1,000 now, you never know. Yeah. The sky's the limit for Bud Bundy memorabilia.
It's a Bonds rookie card.
Did you say Bud Bundy or Butt Bundy?
Bud.
Okay.
Right? That was his name, right?
Bud.
Yeah. Bud.
Bud. Bud. Bud. I'm like, I think it's Bud.
I think I said it enough where it didn't make sense to me anymore.
This one, need advice. Should I fly to Cancun, Mexico with my friends on May 2nd or come to Free Beer and Hot Wings Show live at night at the Island Resort and Casino on May 3rd?
Ooh.
Well, that's obvious.
You can do both.
You're going to an island either way.
I don't think you could do
sure
both.
Yeah,
I'd go fly there on the second, fly back on the third. Okay,
go to the show, and then you can.
You could.
Is that a coin toss? Because I would say just go to our show.
No, that's not a coin toss. Just go to our show. Yeah, you're going to an island.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a resort.
In name.
Nothing is funny in Cancun. Nothing. No one talks about that. No one comes back from Cancun and is like, man, did I laugh.
No.
But they come back from our show, and they're like, that was funny.
You're going to our show.
So Tails was go to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. Heck
perfect.
Yeah.
Very clear.
I just didn't hear you. I knew you did.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, it's a Chris Pratt autographed Funko Pop.
Sell it.
That is not going up in value.
Funko not Pop. Likely.
Not in 30 years.
No, because, look at it the same way as a Beanie Baby. Funko Pops are not going to get more popular. Like, they're already waning, I think.
Chris Pratt is a big star now.
He is, yeah.
But nobody's giving you $1,000 for a Burt Reynolds Funko Pop from the 70s, and he was the biggest star in Hollywood for a decade.
Yeah, probably not. So,
kind of insulting to Chris Pratt to compare him to Burt Reynolds, but
I think that's a good comparison.
I don't think it's that far off.
Yeah, that guy was huge.
Yeah.
He was the biggest star in the world in the 70s. So that's a nice comparison.
All right, 1-800-947-3979. There's a lot of relatively heavy ones coming in today. Here's one. This is a follow-up.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm reaching out for advice on a topic you may recall. I had wrote in last year before the holidays seeking advice on hosting and including my homophobic sister-in-law and her husband. We took the show's advice and opened our home to them along with the rest of our family. My fiance, Alicia, and I are to be wed in June. Today we received a letter in the mail from them that we'd like to share with you as follow-up. Again, we took your advice and had them in our home over the holidays last year.
All right.
Okay.
We are both feeling so many emotions about all of this and welcome any kind words from all of you. Thanks. Rachel, a.k.a. Mall Plant Tarzan Lady. Now, I don't remember those words mixed together, but I enjoyed it very much
Mall
just
plant
now.
Mall Plant Tarzan?
Okay.
So this is the letter they got from the people they welcomed to their home. And apparently we had said, well, you know, let them prove they're homophobic or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to know how much I love you, they write, and care for both of you. I have cherished the time we've spent together and all the memories we've made, and I hold you both dearly in my heart. Alicia, you are my first best friend and have continued to be my mentor and big sister, irreplaceable and inseparable. Rachel, I loved getting to know you and embracing you as part of our family. We are honored to be inviting to your wedding this June. However, we have to respectfully decline. I'm sure you're both terrified to come out to the world in the same way I have been terrified to come out to you as a Christian. I know you oppose our faith and reject God, so for that reason, I haven't always been honest with you about my feelings and opinions on specific topics, this being one of them. I've tried to live out my faith, this of course being one of them. I've always tried to live, but only in the past year have I actually begun to walk in my faith and allowed God to change me. I used to be a champion of the LGBTQIA+ community. I know I used to be. I was the president of the Gay Straight Alliance at school. I've donated to, cheered for you on. God has taken hold of my heart and changed who I am to the fundamental level. Instead of seeking the things of the world, I seek to please him. And so it is for that reason that I will tearfully but respectfully decline your generous invitation to be part of your wedding. Then it has, I want to remind you that we have not always approved of each other. When I married at Dallas, you did not approve. When I had chosen to keep certain friendships close to me that were toxic, you did not approve. When I caught you smoking cigarettes, I did not approve. It's out of great concern and love for one another that we have made known these things to each other. And you did not want me to ruin my life by marrying Dallas. I did not want you to ruin your health by smoking. I come to you now with the same concern I've always had for you. As a sister who loves you deeply and desperately and with sincerity, full well knowing this letter may make you hate me, I still feel strongly enough in my convictions to tell you the truth and be honest with you. When I think about our entire family perishing and burning in hell if they do not turn to God, it kills me on the inside.
I really feel for you when you meet this God of yours that's going to look at you and be like, hey, you misinterpreted that whole book. That was completely misconstrued and its teachings to you, friend. That is so messed up. I get that, if that's their religion and they want to stick to that, fine. But you can say it without making comparisons to smoking cigarettes, which is a choice. And you can stop doing that if you want to. Just simply say, I'm going to politely decline. Like, I appreciate you opening your door to me, and I hope that we can still love each other through our differences. But to explain it and then over explain it like this, like, come on.
I think she's trying. Because the final paragraph, I realize this may well be the last time you read anything from me. You may hate me, but I can't hate you. There has only ever been love in my heart for you. I know you may think we can't, but we've done it before. I hope we can still get together and talk and love each other. Elijah and I would love to have you over for dinner and talk things over if you're willing. You're always welcome here. All my love, forever and ever. I understand your conviction, her convictions, that person's convictions. I don't know how you can say, I offer you all of my love, and then...
But condemn you to hell.
Because it's hypocrisy, that's all. I mean, it's just hypocritical. But
is a similar letter that going to other people in their lives about sins that they have?
Almost certainly not. But if that's the conviction, that's the conviction. She's being as respectful as she's capable of being.
I think that's good. That's true.
Unfortunately, I mean, whether everybody else agrees with that or not, it doesn't really matter. That's as much as she can give. She's doing the best she can with her convictions, and so you have to accept that. And the way she has to accept that this is maybe the end of your friendship, and then you have to decide. But, I mean, at least she's not saying, not only am I going to come to your wedding, but I'm going to ruin it or anything. I mean, so... You know, I mean, I've had family members too, where I like on religion and stuff, where we've vehemently disagreed on things, and we've agreed to disagree and not have that as a part of our lives with one another, and we keep that stuff separate, and then we are just fine, and I can compartmentalize it.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. You know, you'll be perfectly happy moving forward. Do what makes you happy, and
yeah, enjoy your wedding. Don't sweat that they're not there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but...
At least they feel like they can be honest with you. I hate that they don't love every bit of you, but they say that they do. That's really confusing to be put in that position of, well, how do you respond to this friend? Because what if you believe in the same God? What if you say, I am also a Christian? Mm-hmm. And, like, can you have that conversation still and it still be open? Because I don't know. That would really, really hurt my feelings. I wouldn't respond to it. No. And truth be told, I'd probably cut that person out of my life.
No, I wouldn't like it either. But that's a difference of, I think this is a sin. I don't think this is a sin. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the moment somebody said, well,
hard to get to the bottom of that.
That choice you made to smoke cigarettes like that, the moment they compared it to that showed me how close-minded they are on thinking that this is a choice that this person's making that they could do better if they wanted to. Like, that comparison just really doesn't sit well with me.
No, love and cigarettes are very different things.
Yeah.
Like, even with her, it's like, well, you wanted me to give up my relationship. I wanted you to give up cigarettes.
Right. Was your
all right.
Friendships that were toxic or cigarettes. But, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it sounded like on a surface level, you care about me. And on a deeper level, I've actually tried to tell you the things that like would maybe be protecting your feelings or yourself, whatever.
Ryan's on the way next. He needs advice on how to broach a subject with his wife. It's not the one you're thinking of. That's next.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.